In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And from Acts chapter 1, while they were gazing into heaven, behold, two men, that is, angels, stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven. Thus far the text. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The ascension of our Lord is an amazing and important event in the salvation history of God's people. The ascended Lord has ascended not so that he is absent, but so that he can be present everywhere. Christ ascended so he could fill the whole universe with his presence, and he is present among us in word and sacrament. Jesus appeared alive for 40 days and gave many convincing proofs that he was risen from the dead. The number 40 is a prominent number in the Bible. It rained 40 days and 40 nights on Noah and the flood. Israel wandered for 40 years in the wilderness from slavery, escaping slavery to come to the promised land. Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wilderness while the devil tempted him. And now Luke records how for 40 days Jesus gave convincing proofs that he had risen from the dead, and then he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. Every time we confess the Apostles' Creed, we talk about his ascension. We say he descended into hell. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Why is the ascension of our Lord one of the great events of our Lord's saving work as he goes back to his heavenly home? Three things we draw to our attention tonight about Christ's presence among us today. First, Jesus' ascension shows that he never stops working for us. Secondly, Jesus' ascension shows us that Jesus is busy getting ready a place for us. And third, Jesus' ascension shows us that he is present with us in a new way now. First of all, Jesus' ascension shows us that he never stops working for us. Hebrews chapter 8, we have such a high priest. One who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven. A minister in the holy places, in the true tent the Lord set up, not man. After Jesus ascended to heaven, sat down at the right hand of God, he uses his power for the full benefit of the church. Being seated at God's right hand doesn't mean that Jesus is sitting in one specific place. Instead, it means that Jesus rules the universe with the Father and the Spirit, ever one God. The right hand of God is the Father's place of authority. Jesus is busy working for us as our intercessor. Jesus is interceding for us before his Father. We daily sin much. We deserve nothing but punishment. But Jesus, who died on the cross, lives again, ascended to God's right hand, and is our advocate with the Father. Paul says in Romans 8, Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. St. John says, My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. Every time Satan tries to accuse God about our, excuse me, every time as Satan tries to accuse us before God, Jesus is there to say, I am their advocate. I am their friend. I took their place. I suffered and died on the cross for them. Their account has been paid in full. Jesus ascended to be our intercessor, our high priest forever. Secondly, Jesus ascended because he is busy in getting ready a place for us. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Jesus' ascension reminds us that he is there to prepare a place set aside for each of us in heaven, in paradise, with all the saints. And thirdly, Jesus' ascension into heaven reminds us that now he is present among us in a new way. Now, the absence of Jesus' visible presence does not mean that he is gone. Rather, he is present among us in a new way. Many people have a tendency to think that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he was up and away and gone. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches us that when he ascended and the cloud took him up, he did not leave us. Instead, he is now closer to us now than he ever has been. How can this be? Though we cannot see him, though we cannot see him with our eyes, it is not his ascension going up, up, and away. His ascension is he went up, up, and out over the whole world. St. Paul said in Ephesians, "He who descended is the one who ascended far above the heavens that he might fill all things." Jesus has never stopped being Emmanuel, God with us. He is with us now in the fullness of his deity and in the fullness of his humanity. The real presence not only means that we receive his true body and blood in with and under the bread and wine, it also means that Jesus is right here with us during the entire divine service. The ascension of Christ doesn't mean that Jesus is far off in some supernatural hiding place waiting for the last day, and we have to do the best we can until he comes back. That's not what the ascension means. Instead, he is closer to us than he ever has been for our blessing, because now that he fills the entire universe with his presence, wherever the word and the sacrament is ministered, he is right there. This means an amazing thing for us. Heaven is not some far distant place. Rather, wherever Jesus is, there is heaven. And since Jesus is always with us, heaven is always with us too. Because Jesus is ascended into heaven, heaven is closer to you even now more than you can imagine. What did Jesus mean when he said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them"? What did Jesus mean when he says, "Be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins"? What does Jesus mean when he says, "This is my body, this is my blood. I will never leave you or forsake you"? Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, but Jesus is present among us in his word and sacrament, and so that heaven is already ours now. Because Jesus has ascended, one pastor said, we have more than friends in high places. We have the highest friend in the highest place. Let me say that again. Because Jesus has ascended, we have more than friends in high places. We have the highest friend in the highest place. The writer of Hebrews said, "Since we have such a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So as we rejoice this Ascension Day, the true Master of the universe is also our friend. He has ascended on high, and He's still with us. He touches us in our humanity. He touches God in His divinity. So He bridges the gap between God and man. He has everything under control for our good. He is interceding for us before the throne of God. He is with us in the divine service. He gives you now His body and blood in, with, and under the bread and wine. And though we don't often enough consider the Ascension, today we remember this amazing and important event. The ascended Lord is present among us everywhere and forever. We rejoice in His presence. Amen. May the peace of God, surpassing our human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.